Right. So get this. We're diving deep into mindful eating on a spiritual journey. We've got these excerpts from an online article. It's packed with 16 tips that I think are going to like totally change how you think about food.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not just about like what you eat.
Right.
The how and the why behind your choices.
Yeah.
Especially on a spiritual journey. We're talking about ditching those autopilot habits and like tuning in to the energy you're putting into your body.
Yeah. It's fascinating because it's not just about, you know, counting calories or fitting into a certain size.
Right.
This is about something the article calls a spiritual food journey.
Oh, okay.
Choosing foods that nourish your whole self, body and soul, aligning those choices with your deeper intentions.
So instead of asking, like, can I eat this?
Yeah.
We're asking, does this food truly serve me on my path?
Exactly. And the source gets pretty specific, talking about eliminating what they call toxic foods. Now, that might sound kind of intense, but think of it this way. Have you ever noticed a shift in your energy or mood after eating certain foods? Maybe you feel sluggish, foggy headed, or just a little off.
Oh, totally. Like after a sugar binge.
Yeah.
I'm buzzing for a bit.
Yeah.
But then I crash hard.
Yeah.
It's not just physical. It's like my whole vibe gets thrown off.
That's a great example. This article suggests that those kinds of foods, the ones that leave you feeling depleted, are the ones that don't really serve you on multiple levels, especially if you're on a spiritual journey.
Okay, so food is fuel, but not just for the body, for the soul too. This reminds me of that saying, you are what you eat.
Right.
But it's like amped up to a spiritual level.
Right. Imagine your body as a vehicle for your spiritual exploration. If you're constantly putting in low quality fuel, it's going to be tough to reach that place of inner peace and clarity, to connect with that deeper sense of purpose.
It's like trying to run a marathon on junk food.
Huh.
You might get a burst of energy at first, but you're not going to reach your full potential.
Exactly. And the article isn't just about what you eat, but also how you eat. It emphasizes the importance of slowing down, savoring each bite, and truly connecting with your food on multiple levels.
Okay, but be honest, how many of us actually eat like that?
Yeah.
I know I'm guilty of inhaling my food sometimes, especially when I'm stressed or short on time.
Yeah.
It's like I'm just going through the motions without even tasting what I'm eating.
We've all been there. But the source encourages us to break those autopilot habits. It's about bringing conscious awareness to the act of nourishing ourselves.
Okay.
It's about appreciating the flavors, the textures, even the origins of the food we're consuming.
So it's about making each meal a more mindful experience.
Exactly. And this is where the spiritual food journey comes in. It's not a specific diet plan. It's a conscious and intentional way of approaching food choices that aligns with your spiritual goals. It's about asking yourself, does this food nourish my body, mind, and spirit?
That totally reframes the whole dieting mindset.
Mm.
Instead of focusing on restrictions of what we can't have,
right.
It's about making choices that truly support our well-being on every level.
Absolutely. And speaking of choices, this is where things get really interesting. The article actually links specific foods with specific spiritual goals.
Wait, hold on. Like certain foods can help you achieve certain spiritual aspirations. This I got to hear more about.
Well, for example, the article mentions that leafy greens are often associated with connecting with nature and grounding in the physical world.
Greens connecting with nature. I can see that. Like bringing a little bit of the earth's energy into your body.
Exactly. And grains, with their grounding and stable nature, are associated with feeling rooted and secure.
So if I'm feeling a little scattered or ungrounded, maybe a hearty bowl of oatmeal could help.
It's certainly worth exploring. Remember, it's all about finding what resonates with you personally. Now, their article mentioned something about sweeteners being linked to spiritual connection. And this one's got me curious.
Hold on, sweeteners for spiritual connection. That's not what my sweet tooth usually tells me. Seriously, though, I am intrigued. What's the thought process behind that?
That's a great question. And it gets at the heart of what makes this deep dive so fascinating. We're exploring not just the nutritional value of food, but its energetic and symbolic qualities as well.
So it's not just about calories and vitamins, but also about the deeper meaning and energy that certain foods hold.
Exactly. And remember, we're not taking these associations as gospel. The key is to experiment. Pay attention to how different foods make you feel and trust your own intuition.
Okay, I'm starting to see a pattern here. It's almost like each food group has a unique energetic quality that can support different aspects of our being.
That's a fantastic observation. And it brings us to this essential question. How does this all tie into the bigger picture of our spiritual journey? What's the deeper connection between food and our spiritual selves.
Yeah, we've talked about ditching toxic foods, slowing down, and choosing foods that resonate with our spiritual goals.
Yeah.
But how does it all come together?
The source puts it beautifully, saying, food is a physical substance that connects us to the body, the source of our nourishment, and the earth. The body is the vehicle that we use to go beyond the physical.
Whoa, that's powerful. It's like food becomes this tangible link between our physical and spiritual selves.
Mm-hmm.
Every bite is a chance to nourish not just our bodies, but our souls as well.
Precisely. And that brings us to the heart of this whole deep dive. It's about recognizing that food is more than just fuel. It's a source of energy, vitality, and connection on multiple levels.
Right.
It's about honoring the sacred connection between our bodies, our minds, and our spirits.
So it's not about denying our physical needs, but honoring them in a way that supports our spiritual growth.
Absolutely. And that means being mindful of the choices we make, not just about food, but about all aspects of our lives.
This is making me think about those times when I mindlessly reach for a snack. Not because I'm actually hungry, but
right.
because I'm bored, stressed, or feeling some other kind of emptiness.
That's a perfect example of how mindless eating can disconnect us from our bodies and our spiritual selves. The article suggests that instead of automatically reaching for food in those moments, we pause and ask ourselves, what am I truly hungry for?
It's like hitting the pause button and checking in with ourselves before we take that bite.
Exactly. And sometimes what we're really craving isn't food at all, but comfort connection or a sense of peace.
So by becoming more mindful of our eating habits, we can start to address those underlying needs in a more holistic way.
Precisely. And that can be a powerful step on your spiritual journey. Now, the article also talks about the importance of starting your day with a mindful breakfast.
Oh, this I like. It's about transforming breakfast from a rushed necessity into a ritual of self-care, setting the tone for the whole day. But what does a mindful breakfast actually look like?
Well, it's not necessarily about specific foods, but rather about the intention and awareness you bring to the meal. It could be as simple as sitting down at the table without distractions, taking a few deep breaths, and truly savoring each bite.
It's like creating a sacred space for yourself, even amidst the chaos of the morning rush.
Exactly. And that sense of intention can ripple out into the rest of your day, influencing your choices and actions in a positive way.
I'm already feeling inspired to up my breakfast game. Speaking of which, remember how the article linked specific foods to specific spiritual goals? I'm still curious about that whole sweeteners for spiritual connection thing.
Yeah.
I mean, does that mean I should be swapping my morning coffee for a bowl of ice cream?
Well, maybe not quite. It's more about understanding the traditional associations and then experimenting to see what resonates with you personally.
Okay.
So let's unpack this idea of different types of spiritual food.
Okay, let's dive in. I'm ready to explore the deeper meaning behind the foods we eat.
So we were talking about sweeteners and spiritual connection. Now remember, these are just associations based on traditional wisdom, and different cultures view these things differently. The idea is that sweetness can sometimes be associated with joy, love, and a sense of connection to something larger than ourselves.
Okay, that makes sense, like how certain cultures use honey or sweet offerings in their spiritual practices.
Exactly. And it's not just about the literal taste of sweetness,
right,
but the deeper energetic qualities that certain foods are believed to hold.
So when the article talks about sweeteners and spiritual connection, it's not necessarily encouraging a sugar binge.
Right.
But rather inviting us to explore the deeper symbolism and energetic qualities of sweet foods.
Precisely. Now let's move on to nuts. They're often associated with connecting with the spiritual world.
Nuts. Spiritual connection. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Well, in some cultures, nuts are seen as symbols of hidden wisdom and potential. They have a hard outer shell that needs to be cracked open to reveal the nourishment within.
I see the symbolism there. It's like we have to go through a process of inner work and self-discovery to access our own spiritual potential.
That's a great way to put it. And then there's fruit, which is often associated with connecting with our physical bodies.
Fruit. Connecting with our bodies. Okay, that one seems pretty straightforward. Fruits are full of vitamins and nutrients that support our physical health.
Right. But it goes beyond just the nutritional aspect. Fruits are also vibrant, colorful, and often juicy qualities that can awaken our senses and help us appreciate the beauty and abundance of the physical world.
It's like fruits are a reminder to celebrate and enjoy our physical existence.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm starting to see how each type of food can have a unique energetic quality that can support different aspects of our being.
That's the heart of this whole exploration. And it's a reminder that food is more than just fuel. It's a source of energy vitality. and connection on multiple levels.
This is blowing my mind. It's like we're uncovering a whole new language of food, a way of understanding its deeper meaning and how it can support us on our spiritual journeys.
Exactly. And the best part is that you get to be your own guide on this journey.
Right.
There's no right or wrong way to do it. It's all about experimenting, listening to your body, and trusting your intuition.
Speaking of listening to our bodies, I wanted to go back to something the article mentioned earlier, the idea of eliminating processed and unhealthy foods. It seems like that's a key first step on this spiritual food journey.
Absolutely. The article emphasizes that letting go of those foods that deplete our energy and vitality is essential for creating space for the foods that nourish us on a deeper level.
So it's not about restriction or deprivation, but about making conscious choices that support our overall well-being.
Exactly. It's about shifting our focus from what we shouldn't eat to what we can add to our diets to enhance our spiritual experience.
Okay, so let's say someone is listening to this and feeling inspired to embark on their own spiritual food journey. What's one piece of actionable advice we can offer them? Where do they even begin?
I would say start by simply becoming more aware of your current eating habits. Pay attention to what you're eating, when you're eating, and why you're eating. Are you truly hungry? Or are you eating out of boredom, stress, or habit?
It's like taking a step back and observing our relationship with food without judgment.
Exactly. And from there, you can start to make small, gradual changes. Maybe it's swapping out a processed snack for a piece of fruit, or maybe it's setting aside time to sit down and eat your meals without distractions.
It's about those little shifts in awareness that can make a big difference over time.
Absolutely. And remember, it's a journey, not a destination. There's no need to strive for perfection or overhaul your entire diet overnight.
It's about progress, not perfection.
Exactly. It's about taking small steps, experimenting, and finding what works for you. And remember, you don't have to do it alone. There are plenty of resources available, including this very deep dive.
Yes. And don't forget the wisdom and guidance of your own intuition. It's your most valuable tool on this journey.
Speaking of guidance, the article had this really powerful passage about the relationship between the physical body and spirituality. It said, "Food is a physical substance that connects us to the body, the source of our nourishment and the earth. The body is the vehicle that we use to go beyond the physical."
Whoa, that's beautiful. It really highlights how interconnected our physical and spiritual selves are. What we put into our bodies affects our energy, our emotions, and even our ability to connect with something larger than ourselves.
Precisely. It's about honoring the sacred connection between our bodies, minds, and spirits.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of different aspects of mindful eating on a spiritual journey. We've explored the symbolism and energetic qualities of different foods, the importance of eliminating processed and unhealthy foods, and the profound connection between our physical bodies and our spiritual selves. But I'm curious, what stands out to you as the most important takeaway for our listeners? What's the one thing you hope they'll remember from this deep dive?
That's a great question. I think the most important takeaway is that mindful eating is a journey of self-discovery. It's about tuning into your body, exploring different foods, and discovering what truly nourishes you, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually as well.
Yeah, it's not about following a rigid set of rules or denying yourself pleasure.
Right.
It's about cultivating awareness and making choices that align with your deepest values and aspirations.
Exactly. And remember, this journey isn't about striving for perfection. It's about progress, about making small, sustainable changes that add up over time.
Like maybe starting your day with a mindful breakfast, as we talked about earlier. Just taking a few moments to sit down, breathe deeply, and savor each bite can make a world of difference.
Absolutely. Or maybe it's about being more intentional about your grocery shopping, choosing whole, unprocessed foods that align with your spiritual goals.
And don't forget about the power of gratitude, taking a moment to appreciate the food in front of you, the people who grew it, and the earth that provided it can really enhance your eating experience.
Such a great point. Gratitude is such a powerful practice, and it can transform even the simplest meal into a sacred ritual.
This whole conversation has been so eye-opening. I'm feeling inspired to approach food in a whole new way, to see it as a source of not just physical sustenance, but also spiritual nourishment.
That's wonderful to hear. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. There are countless resources available to support you, from books and articles to communities and teachers.
And of course, there's always your own intuition to guide you. Trust your inner wisdom and allow yourself to experiment and explore. You might be surprised by what you discover.
I have no doubt about that. This is a journey filled with delicious possibilities. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with one final thought. What if we viewed every meal as an opportunity to connect with ourselves, with something larger than ourselves, and with the very essence of life itself?
That's a beautiful way to put it. Every bite becomes a sacred act, a celebration of nourishment and connection.
Exactly. So go forth, dear listener, and savor every moment of your spiritual food journey. Bon appétit.
Thanks for diving deep with us today. Until next time, happy exploring.